In conversations with parents and other community members about the need for black students to learn standard English, what I picked up most was a sense of loss, a grudging resignation that the price of giving African-American children a chance at equal opportunity was relinquishing some very important cultural ground. As taught in most classrooms, standard English is touted as America's lingua franca, and therefore a significant key to social mobility. Yet the generation of young African Americans who entered U.S. public schools and universities and workplaces on the heels of the Civil Rights Movement found that neither access nor accent could break the glass ceilings or exercise systemic racism. Changing our dialect is not some magic key to the good life. Quite the contrary, we are not held in low esteem because of our language. Our language is held in low esteem because it's ours. I agree with researchers like Stuckey and Fox that literacy education in many ways has represented a continuation of the violence perpetrated against African Americans since our initial contact with this society. I call it cultural rape. African-American students find their personal worth under attack by the very educational system that is supposed to protect and nurture them. In order to become proficient speakers of standard English, African-Americans often consciously or unwittingly adopt concomitant mannerisms and attitudes which, if maintained too long or taken too seriously, could alienate us from our own communities. This is no small matter in a culture that attaches great value to collectivism and communal responsibility. We should teach the truth, and the truth is standard English is no more, no better than the English of any other group of Americans. It's simply that the people who prefer standard English have the power to make it standard.